I'm in a run-down residential area. Narrow streets of one-story houses, wrought iron bars at the window. Podemos is a party that grew out of a protest movement, and it says it maintains a link with local people and activists through a network of so-called circles. So I'm going into one of these houses to see a Podemos circle and speak to some of its supporters.
Trabajo en correos. Pues soy miembro de Podemos porque entiendo que pelea por la
I work in the post office. I'm a member of Podemos because I know it fights for the ordinary person in the street. What we do in these circles is stay in touch with the people in the neighborhood. For example, it rains, the drains aren't cleaned, and the streets flood. We in the circles have protested about this.
Well, I just finished my studies in political science and law, and as like many of Spanish youth, I'm unemployed. There was protests against unemployment, and from them it was like we woke up, what do we do now? And Podemos was born with that idea, to be the space where these people that woke up in 2011 and all these people that want a different society, a different Spain, can get together and make things happen.
Podemos had a rapid rise. Formed in 2014, it made a stunning breakthrough in elections a year later, becoming the third largest party in Congress. Even here in Andalusia, the traditional heartlands of the Socialist Party, Podemos made inroads. But when Spain went to the polls again last June, Podemos gained no extra seats and lost 1 million votes. This doleful lament being sung by a flamenco busker echoes the mood of Podemos at the moment. Last year's disappointing election result has plunged it into soul-searching about its identity. Is it a protest movement or a parliamentary party?
Hola,
hola.
José Padilla was a protester and is now a member of the Podemos governing body in Seville. We meet at the local party headquarters, where he tells me the main focus should be on elections.
La gente al final, la gente quiere que coger el autobús y que funcione, tener un trabajo y desarrollar.
In the end, people want to catch a bus that runs. They want a job. They want a normal daily life rather than an epic battle for social change and mass protests in the streets. So I think we should focus on parliamentary work, municipal work, and gaining the confidence of the citizens.
Begoña Gutierrez, the party's general secretary in Seville, says winning seats is important, but the party shouldn't forget its activist roots.
We have the utmost respect for social movements. They are the voice of the people in the street. We are a channel to take their demands from the streets to the institutions. There's no way that Podemos wants to end the central role of social movements.
This is the University of Madrid, the birthplace of Podemos. It was here that a group of professors and intellectuals founded the party just a few years ago. Political scientist Leticia Ruiz, who's not a Podemos supporter, thinks it's make or break now for the party.
I think that this year is a decisive year for Podemos because they have to decide whether they go for the center or if they go for a more radical ideology. And to me, the chance of getting in government is only possible if they moderate their ideology.
Podemos members now have a choice. At a national congress on the 11th of February, two leaders are standing for election and they're putting forward very different visions. A centrist broad church or a party of radicals. The result could determine whether Podemos forms alliances with other opposition parties. So all politicians in Spain are watching this election very closely.